It's now assumed that dinosaurs were wiped out by an asteroid slamming into the Gulf of Mexico 66 million years ago. But some of the creatures could have survived the impact if the collision had hit somewhere else on the planet. It's causing scientists to breathe a sigh of relief should a massive asteroid head our way again. Angus Randall reports.
Using sophisticated techniques, they extract the preserved blood from the mosquito and, bingo, dino DNA.
It took an unlucky mosquito trapped in amber to bring dinosaurs back to life in Jurassic Park, but they could still be walking around today if the asteroid that wiped out most life on Earth 66 million years ago had struck somewhere else on the planet. Dr. Steve Salisbury is a paleontologist from the University of Queensland.
So we've sort of refined our understanding of what happened as more and more research has been done, and this new study that's just come out is a step forward in that respect.
66 million years ago, an asteroid around 9 kilometres in diameter smashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Less than a million years later, a blink of the eye in geological terms, more than 75% of land and sea creatures were extinct. The paleontologist is confident those immediately in the asteroid's path would have been the first to go.
With that impact, there's going to be a massive shockwave that probably travelled thousands of kilometres. And then probably the most devastating impact is the ejecta that comes out of the impact crater. So these sort of impacts seem to result in melting of the upper crust, and then huge amounts of molten material and soot and stuff get thrown into the atmosphere, kind of like a volcanic eruption, but on a much larger scale.
The latest research out of Japan theorises the dinosaurs were particularly unlucky. Only 13% of the Earth's surface features the high levels of toxic hydrocarbon that appears to have proven fatal to most life on Earth when it was forced into the atmosphere. Had the asteroid hit elsewhere on the globe, it might not have caused extinctions on such a large scale.
Slowly we're starting to see the real effects of these sort of impacts might have been, and this new study looks specifically at the effect of the soot and how important it was where the impact seemed to occur and the type of rock that was there when the asteroid hit, because it seems like these sort of asteroids hitting other parts of the world may not have been as devastating as where it hit on the Yucatan Peninsula, and the reason for that is the amount of sulfides that are present in the rocks in that particular area seem to have contributed to making a fairly toxic sort of soot.
Of course, without the asteroid, Steve Salisbury argues the mammals that eventually became the human race may have found themselves scrapping for dominance.
Mammals weren't big players until non-avian dinosaurs were taken out of the picture, and that happened with this extinction event. And within, you know, probably 5 to 10 million years, most of the major groups of mammals really started to take off. That they weren't there prior to this extinction event.
The study is good news for the Earth's current inhabitants. Simon O'Toole is an astronomer with the Australian Astronomical Observatory. He says there's a chance some pockets of the human race could survive a future asteroid strike on this scale.
It improves our chances. Certainly, you know, in the past prior to this study, we would have said that basically we'd have a nuclear-type winter. And the temperature would drop and the light would go down and we'd have all sorts of other issues. I mean, I think that you'd still have a huge loss of life, though. Any impact would cause all sorts of tsunamis and earthquakes, volcanoes, all of that sort of stuff.
The dinosaurs never saw it coming. However, Simon O'Toole predicts astronomers might not have enough time to take action if an asteroid of this size once again comes our way.
Not enough warning, I think. I dare say that it would probably be only a handful of years or even months. If it really was coming from a long way away and we don't know about it already, then the chances are we're not going to see it until it's quite close, at which point it would be almost impossible to stop a collision. That sounds a bit gloomy, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Astronomer Simon O'Toole ending that report by Angus Randall.